The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technologies, Lucard Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication.
This is how we do it.
Come on, baby, let's go.
Let's go.
Gotta get up, Ozzy. This is a good time of the year.
Come on.
It's Friday night,
which means that you're doing one thing at this point in your evening. It's the first Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz in the month of February. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey, hey.
We got Kurt Kilman in the house still as well. Barn burners across the area, big time implications, number one versus number two in certain classifications, and Boz, you cannot ask for better basketball than what we've had here tonight.
It's that time of the season. Like, you got teams that are battling out right now. They're trying to kind of fuel themselves through the finish line, getting ready for Substate coming up here in a couple weeks.
Big time moments for these kids, and then big time rivalry games tonight as well. We're going to break down a lot of different games from around the area. Our game of the week, we will break that down for you as well. And, Boz, I think we've got some things for the folks to know at home as well, because we're going to be talking a little bit. You mentioned Substates around the corner.
Yeah.
Man, there are some big time implications that happen from games from tonight. So let's get to our scores here for round one.
All right, we're going to start first with girls' scores. Atchison,
the Phoenix,
and get a win tonight over Sumner Academy, 75-14.
That's a burger.
Start it right off with the burger. Holton, they get the win over St. Mary's, 58-33. Troy, they defeat Valley Falls, 56-36. Silver Lake, they get the win over Nemaha Central, 66-37. Rossville, they defeat Sabetha, 60-37. Thought I messed up that score there, but yeah, that's right. Royal Valley, they defeat Perry LeCompton 47-36. Riley County gets the win Hiawatha. Huge win for Riley County. Only the second loss this season for Hiawatha. But Riley County gets the win 51-43. Wabunsee,
yep,
they defeat Jeff West 47-37.
Top team in the classification of 1A Division I, Wabunsee.
Yeah, that was a big game, big test for Jeff West.
No doubt.
Hanover-Axtell,
wow.
Close game, buzzer beater. We'll talk about it later, but Hanover.
Oh, you just gave it away.
We'll talk about it later. What happened? I don't know. I got a game ball nominee. It says something happened in the game. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm not giving away anything. Oh. You're giving it
Maybe
away.
Maybe I just gave it away.
Yeah, you did. Hanover gets the two-point win over Axtell, 39-37. Donovan West, they defeat Clifton Clyde, 47-43.
Valley bounce back win there for D West.
Yeah, exactly right. Valley Heights, they defeat Chapman 53-49. Blue Valley gets the win over Frankfort 53-34. Onega, they get a win tonight over Cornerstone 38-32. And then we've got, I think, some Nebraska scores here because I don't recognize the names. JCC.
Yeah, Johnson.
Johnson County.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They defeat Freeman. Or no, excuse me, flip-flop that. Freeman beat JCC 46-41.
Not weeping water.
I wish it was, because I would say it again. Yeah, those are the girls' scores. Here's what we need so far.
All right.
Or still what we need. Riverside at JCN. Jackson Heights at P. Ridge. McClouth at Council Grove. Oskaloosa at Mar Hill Mount Academy. Horton at ACCHS. Those are the scores that we need on the girls' side.
Okay.
Moving on to the boys tonight. Atchison.
The Phoenix.
They got the win over Sumner Academy. The Phoenix, guys, they remain perfect. 16-0. They defeat Sumner 74-49.
That's another burger. The Phoenixes are going home with burgers, both sides.
Boys and girls with burgers tonight. Another burger. St. Mary's gets the win over Holton 79-47.
That burger dough.
Valley Falls. This was a tight game. They defeat Troy 67-62.
6-7.
Something like that. whatever. Are you like junior high or what? I mean, that's
I've
like
just got two kids that are in elementary school. So any time, dude, it's just reaction at this point.
I'm telling you, I hear it from you more than I do.
You don't have
kids,
young kids. That's why.
Okay. All right. Another really good game. Silver Lake comes back to win this one against Nemaha Central, 52-48.
Can't wait to hear the recap from BTAD on that one.
Absolutely. Sabetha, they get the win against Rossville, 66-63. Huge win for Sabetha.
No doubt.
Against Rossville.
Tough opponent.
Perry LeCompton, they defeat Royal Valley, 68-60. Hiawatha gets the win over Riley County, 56-51. And Axtell Hanover, the game you just heard, Axtell 3-point victory over Hanover, 65-62.
Man.
And Frankfort gets the win over Blue Valley, 50-41.
Okay, so we need some more scores
we
on
do.
The guys' side.
On the guys' side, we need Riverside at JCN, Jackson Heights at P. Ridge, McLouth at Council Grove, Oskaloosa at Mar Hill, Horton at ACCHS, Jeff West at Wabunsee, D. West at Clifton Clyde, Chapman at Valley Heights, and Onega at Cornerstone.
That's a lot of scores needed.
That's a lot. Yeah, we've got about half the scores that we need.
Okay, that's on the guys' side of things and what
Correct.
We still need.
Yep.
All right, if you've got a score that we're looking for, you know the number at this point. Come on, it's year three of the show. The number hasn't changed. Neither has the presenting sponsor for our hotline, Giant Communications. When you need the most reliable local sourced internet and phone provider in Northeast Kansas, look no further than Giant, com.net, Giant Communications, brand new website. Go check it out for yourself. And if you've got Giant TV, make sure you get it updated. Brand new Giant TV now in your Apple Store, Android, or on your smart TV devices. Giant TV now, out now for your updates at home. All right, our phone number for you to call in on those scores is 785-547-3461. Boss, what's that number?
785-547-3461.
All right, so that's the phone number that we need for you to give us a call on. You can also nominate your Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee. Let me tell you something about this. We're caught up all the way through last week's winners.
Last week, yep.
So, Boss and I were way behind schedule. Obviously, that's going to happen when there's some delays on some things, and we got the basketballs in. Everything's kosher. We're caught up except for last week's, and so now we're back on a regular schedule almost, Boz.
Almost.
And Boz is now 2-for-15 for shooting threes.
Why are you bringing that up?
I'm just letting the folks know, man.
I don't think you should count the, like, extras. Yeah, that's...
Sorry, did you shoot them?
It doesn't matter. I shot them, yeah, but they weren't, like, legit. I was running regardless, so...
At Nemaha, they were, because you had to run twice.
Well, I did run twice there. Yeah, this is... I'm going to give my excuses later.
Okay, that'll be at the end of the show when we break that down. But if you're not following us on TikTok yet, or on our Facebook page, the Jake and Boz Facebook page, we post videos every single time we deliver a game ball, and that competition between the kids and Boz, it's kind of becoming a trend now. Where these kids are picking up on it and they're knowing what's happening, and some of these kids are throwing some shade at you,
getting a little sassy,
little sassy.
Yeah, last week, should we talk about it? Say what?
Sure, go right into it.
Last week we went to deliver a game ball at Nemaha Central. Emma Hermish was a game ball winner
yep.
a couple weeks ago, and Jake's telling the girls kind of what's going on. I'm going to shoot a three. If I miss it, I run. If I make it, they run. And this young lady on the team says, I haven't seen him make one yet.
So she felt confident.
She did.
And then you stepped up to the three-point line. Bob, what'd you do?
I knew it. I was going to make it. I was going to rub it in. I was going to talk some trash. And I missed. So I had to run. And then I was super mad, so I had to shoot another one for another down and back.
Yeah.
And I missed that one, too.
Opportunity was knocking. You just didn't walk through the door.
I know.
But you made it in Hiawatha.
I did make one in Hiawatha.
And a similar sentiment, the boys, they were feeling pretty confident about it. And
they were.
You buried it, and then...
I did.
I don't know what you want to call that dance at the end of it.
I don't even know.
We'll break it down at the end of the show. But if you're not following us on social media yet, on TikTok or on our Facebook page, those videos get posted there. And they are pure entertainment, whether the kids are running or Boz. It's a lot of fun, and we appreciate the coaches again for letting us interrupt practice for just a moment every single week. All right, hey, we got to get into our game of the week, Boz, because there was a handful of ones that we could have picked tonight, and it was tough. especially this point of the season, you know, Bob and I try our darndest, guys, to try and be at every, be able to see every school in our area at some point throughout the season.
That's the goal.
That's a goal.
Yeah.
We don't always meet that goal. And it's something that we again, strive to do, but unable to do it in its entirety most times. And so tonight was one of those nights where we were like, man, we really need to see these teams and these teams. And we could we just couldn't pass up this opportunity to go see this matchup. This is a matchup of rivals. This is a matchup on the girls' side where, you know, it's top three in the state and top 10 versus top 10 in the state. And then on the guys' side, it was number one versus number two.
Yeah.
And it's rematches from earlier games of the season. And it was a whiteout. It was, there was a lot of buzz for this. And we knew travel was going to be difficult as far as making it back here in time, and we weren't going to be able to see as much of a game as we could if we were at a closer school in retrospect to the studio. But we decided we had to do it. So we went to Axtell, Kansas tonight, Boz, yep, taking Hanover, Axtell, and what a treat we got to take in tonight. Again, we get to watch the entirety of a girls' game, and we were able to watch the first quarter of the boys' game before we needed to make our way back. But two high-quality teams, and, man, they really brought it tonight.
Yeah, they did. And I'm going to say this to start off with. We're so fortunate in Northeast Kansas because we get to go around. We see all these great teams.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, folks, if you are not doing anything on a Friday night and you want to go watch basketball, go to some of these small town,
yeah,
environments. We were at Centralia last week,
yep,
packed house, standing room only,
right,
loud gyms, exactly what you would picture in a small town on a Friday night. And the cool thing is that it goes from football,
yeah,
you know, football fields are packed, the stands are packed, we go right into basketball season, it's the same scenario. Tonight was no different. Axtell Gymnasium was absolutely packed, and it was loud.
As the kids say, Boz, it was lit.
It was lit. Okay.
Yeah.
It was, for sure. So
maybe the kids don't say that anymore, but they used to.
Hey, whatever you want to say. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
lit.
So here's Axtell Hanover. Obviously, we knew this was going to be a big game on the girls' side of things. And really, you look at Axtell, they're without one of their key players. She got hurt, elbow.
Yeah.
And not able to
Maggie
play.
Maggie Strothman.
So a little bit of a different makeup and chemistry, and she's a key piece,
yeah,
on that team.
I think that you have to really, like, paint the picture, because it's not like it's just, you know, again, this is maybe going to be taken wrong, but it's not like she's a 5'7" shooting guard that can average 15 points a game. She's a matchup problem. She's 6'2".
Yeah.
That averages double digits.
Yeah.
That's a huge, not only offensive piece, Boz, but on the defensive side, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you think about it from a scouting perspective from your opponent.
Right.
If you're scouting Axtell and Maggie's on the floor, it creates a whole different defensive strategy. How are you going to defend that? And then, what was the name? Strothman's sister?
Younger? Natalie.
Natalie.
Yeah, Natalie's the older one.
Older
She's
one.
A senior. Yeah.
Those two combined, that's a tough, tough matchup situation.
Yeah.
You could see a little high-low action there. So all of a sudden, Maggie's out. Natalie's got to go play more in the paint, but it's just her. It's easier to defend one as opposed to trying to come up with a scheme to defend both.
Right.
So
right.
Axel's missing a big piece to their offense, but this was a great game, back and forth. I think early in this ball game, Axel struggled from the field, just had a really hard time making some shots. They got good looks. Hanover was in the zone, 3-2 zone defensively, really extended,
yeah,
out wide with the guards. And we've seen Hanover a couple times, and the thing against that zone is the middle typically is really open. And Axtell did a nice job attacking the middle of that zone, but they couldn't make shots, and they got a bunch of good looks. Hanover got up by as many as 10 in the first half, but Axtell stayed close. They got it to within 4 several times, and I kept leaning over to Jake saying, man, they're keeping it close. They cut it to 4. Then a couple turnovers, Hanover score a couple buckets, back to 8.
Yeah.
And it was right about that the entire second half, but the fireworks were about to happen because this game got tight. And I think the key, the kind of turning point, they were very aggressive moving the ball against the zone. They got some really good looks. Hanover went man for a little while, and they got good looks at the basket. They started knocking down some threes.
Yeah.
and it came down to the wire. Actually took the lead by one on some free throws. And then I know Coach Broxerman, right, is
yes.
going to look back at this and just question everything. It's kind of a bang-bang deal. They make the free throw, Hanover inbounds it. Three girls from Axtell go to the ball. They reverse it, kick the ball down the floor.
Wide open.
Anna Juniman, wide open. Or Leah Juniman,
yeah.
Wide open at the three-point line. Nobody gets to her, and she has all the time in the world, and just let it fly at the buzzer. Bucket's good. Hanover wins by two.
Yeah.
Heartbreaker for Axtell, battling back in that game, taking the lead with 9 seconds to go. And if these are the times where you look back and just question just everything.
Sure.
You know, but it was absolutely fantastic game.
Great game on the girls' side, no doubt. My takeaways, the biggest thing that I was seeing was Hanover is a matchup problem with their size.
Yeah.
They've got bigs down low. Drew Bruno is really, really good as well. They're a matchup problem if you struggle to box out or rebound. How many times were we talking watching that game? But man, Hanover, another offensive rebound. You know, on the flip side of it, Axtell, I think, very fortunate to be in that ball game midway point of the fourth quarter, strictly based off that point, because Hanover was dominating the offensive board. Second chance opportunities were there, but they were not making their baskets on those second chance opportunities.
I think this was a grind game where you just did everything you possibly could to stay in the game, stay within striking distance. And Axtell did that, but you're absolutely right. Hanover, I made a note here, they were absolutely relentless on the offensive glass. There were possessions where they had 2, 3, 4 offensive rebounds. And in the first half, they were capitalizing on those. They were making buckets. Second half, they were getting extra opportunities, but they weren't finishing. So they couldn't extend the lead. But yeah, Hanover's a very athletic team.
Oh, no doubt.
Top to bottom. They got quick guards. They got size. Really good basketball team. But, I mean, overall, I was impressed with Axtell's their fight, their grit, determination. They never gave up. When they got down 10, just kept fighting. And once they started shooting the ball a little bit, they were in the game. Obviously, they took the lead.
Yeah.
And as a coach, you look back and say, man, if we'd have shot the ball a little better in the first half,
sure,
we could have been ahead at the end of the first half. Who knows? Hindsight's always 20/20. But I think if you're Coach Broxerman, you look at that, and you probably missed a big opportunity there. But you got to be proud of your girls and how hard they fought down the stretch.
No doubt. I mean, that's the thing I think that you take away from it. If you're Hanover, you get a road win in a tough environment in the Twin Valley League. You're the number two team in 1A Division II. You expect to win those games because you are that.
Yeah.
If you're Axtell, you fell short by a three at the buzzer. But, man, there's got to be some. Again, you and I have said for 3 years, we're not big on moral victories, you know.
Yeah.
A loss is a loss.
Yeah.
However, I think this is one of those games, you mentioned it, where Coach Broxmer is going to be able to look at that and say, man, if certain things go a little bit different, we could be winning this game by 2-3 possessions potentially.
Yeah. Well, that's a game that makes you better.
Yes.
The experience handling yourself under pressure. And there was a stretch there, too, about a minute left in the game where Axtell turned the ball over a couple possessions in a row.
Yeah.
They're going to learn from that.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to be able to keep your composure. You've got possession, tie ball game, be able to execute offense, get a shot that you want. They got a little helter-skelter there and turned the ball over a couple times. So, again, you can go back and look at those possessions. And what happens if we score a bucket? Now we go up 2. Maybe we go up 3. There's a whole lot of things you could dissect with that, but overall, man, it was just a really good game.
Hanover down the stretch will have Clifton Clyde at home. They travel to Donovan West, and then they end their season, Boz, at Lakeside Downs, at Smith Center, to end their season. For Axtell in the regular season, they've got Pawnee City out of Nebraska next week at home. They travel to Blue Valley Randolph before they host Centralia and end their year at Clifton Clyde. Two teams, I think, Boz, I think, and I'm confident with this, that we will be talking about come late February, early March in 1A Division II on the girls' side. All right, on to the boys' side for our game of the week, man. It was a good one. It was a lot for us to take in, no doubt about it, in one quarter. And the difference that we saw in quarter number one from what we listened to on the drive back from KP was the ability of Axel. Man, they found themselves down early, found themselves down by double digits, but a pretty impressive comeback from the boys on the Eagles' side.
Yeah, it's one of the few opportunities that we have to actually see a little bit of a boys game. We've been to several games where we hope we can see the start of the boys game, and just timing doesn't allow for it. So super cool that we got to stick around and watch that game. And I'm going to tell you, too, on this, I've seen a lot of basketball in my day. I've coached high school basketball. The Axtell boys bench, and it may be a little shout-out if you're from Axtell and you're a player.
Hey, come on with it.
The Axtell boys bench, that might have been the most active, engaged bench that I have ever seen in a high school game. I mean, these dudes were standing up. They were loud.
And after it.
And you think about this. So first half, the opponent, offensively, they're right in front of your bench.
Yeah.
So they were loud. They were making it difficult for Hanover to communicate and get in their sets. They were clapping. They were stood up. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine if you're – it was a lesson in know your role.
Yeah.
If you're a bench dude, you're not going to get a lot of varsity minutes. You are still a huge part of that team, and you're giving everything you can from the bench. That was awesome. I really enjoyed watching those guys do that. But all that said, Hanover came out like shot out of a cannon. I mean, they got up early in that game, 12-2. And again, I don't know what the deal was. Axtell, you're playing on your home court, but neither boys or girls shot the ball very well in the first half. In the first quarter, no exception for Axtell boys. I mean, they had a ton of really good looks. They got a lot of they would enter the ball into the high post, backdoor from the wing, got a couple really nice bunnies under the basket, and they just couldn't make shots.
Yeah.
I mean, those are ones you just scratch your head like, dang, that should have gone in. But Hanover was up 17-6 at one point, and really I thought before we had to leave, it was missed bunnies, missed easy shots from Axtell, and some turnover issues. Hanover took advantage of those, and that's what got them the lead. And I mean, you think about it, when we were listening to the game on the way back, Axtell, they never got down, never got discouraged. It was a real physical game when we were there.
Yes.
Up and down, high tempo, high pace game. But Axtell, they made a massive comeback.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Logan Sandman comes in second half and decides, I've had enough.
I'm here.
Dude finishes with 26 points and 11 boards.
Yeah.
I know KP said it in his post game. I think we'll hear it during the recap. But what do you have, six maybe in the first half?
Points?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was low.
Yeah, I mean, he
got it going.
Coach Tyda must have gotten his ear a little bit, halftime maybe. Said, young man, we need you.
Stepping up, we'll hear that recap from Crendon Prophet here in just a little bit. But one thing that we do on our social media platforms as well, not only can you watch Boz run up and down a basketball court because he can't hit a three, but you also can be engaged with who should we be talking more about throughout this basketball season. We threw it up this past week of what's an area girls team that we're not talking enough about. And the Axtell Eagles were the overwhelming favorite for that on the girls' side of things. And so something that we're introducing into the show as well is, man, if you guys put it out there, we're going to reach out to the coaches. And if the coaches agree to it, which we're very, very appreciative when they do, we're going to have them join the show. And we're going to go right to our Giant Communications hotline right now as we've got head coach of the Axtell Lady Eagles in Brad Brockstrom. And coach, we were just kind of breaking down the game that we saw here tonight. And, I mean, what a battle. And isn't that what you hope for from your squad when you've got that house rocking against a rival in a game like that?
Absolutely. It was great seeing you guys tonight. It just lets you know that we're doing something right if we see you. So, but yeah, it's, you know, that's the biggest thing. I mean, you know, my girls, they're going to fight. And as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And, you know, there's a lot of things we need to clean up, but we're not going to give up and we never do. And, we're always going to try to be in a ball game to try to win those.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about this team that you're seeing right now. Obviously, Maggie goes down with an injury, and that's massive. Boz and I were just talking about that a little bit ago. You know, when you lose that presence, you know, like you guys have, but to see the resilience of your team, you know, you guys now 14-5 on the season, and you got some games ahead of you where you can still make hay, get yourself positioned the way you want to heading into the postseason. What can you say about your girls and the response that you've seen from them here the last week or two?
It's just absolutely, you know, Maggie got hurt in the Lynn game, you know, in that tournament, and all the girls' heads were down, and, you know, then we turn around the very next game and we're playing, you know, Blue Valley for third and fourth and, you know, no practice, you know, you're running everything through Maggie, and, you know, girls were just, the confidence wasn't there. Finally, we got into some practice and, you know, I feel that confidence is coming back, you know, getting a big win versus Lords and then going to Cantagalva on a Saturday and then, you know, pulling that one off against Waubunsee. I just think now, you know, they think they can beat anybody, you know, so, you know, that's the biggest thing, confidence. And I think we're starting to get it back and we got to improve. We got to figure out how to, you know, take care of the basketball when it matters. And, you know, the only way, like I told the girls, the only way you do that is, you know, playing these games. You know, we're not used to playing in these games. You know, you can't do this in practice. You know, you gotta, you know, get in these games and figure out how to win them. So, but, you know, all in all, I think the girls, you know, they're responding now, they're getting confidence, and I think we'll be fine here going forward.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I was going to reference that specific game that you talked about just momentarily against Waubunsee. You know, a top-ranked team in 1A Division One, one of the top teams in that classification, and you guys able to get that win earlier this week against them. And, you know, knowing that you've got them and Hanover in the same week, two top teams in the state in two different classifications, you know, and a combined, you know, you win by two, you lose by two. Where do you feel like you're at right now with this program? Because there's a lot of people out there saying, hey, this Eagle team is one you've got, talking to Boz and I, we got to be talking about a lot more than we have.
Well, I feel real good right now, you know. Actually, I mean, honestly, being healthy would be huge, you know.
Sure.
My depth's not big, you know, so, you know, you lose one. I mean, it hurts, you know, when you're dealing with seven, eight man rotation, but, you know, the girls are responding. You know, one thing you're going to get out of us is we're going to come, we're going to fight, and we're going to battle. You know, we got to clean up the rebounding. You know, I heard you guys talk about the offensive rebound. It's just, you know, we preach that in practice every day. And you know, actually we're getting a little better at it. You know, we were the tallest team, and now we're one of the shorter teams. So,
sure.
You know, it's just going to take a little time to, you know, to get back to the boxing out and the little things, you know, that Maggie just cleans up, you know. So, you know, I think we're just going to keep fighting and, you know, get into sub-state, and we're going to be battle-tested and, you know, see what happens.
No league quite like the Twin Valley League, right, Coach?
Oh, it's every night, you know.
Yeah.
It's 1 through 11. I mean, there's really not an easy out. So it definitely going to get us ready for sub-state.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate you taking a few moments, calling into the show again. It was because of your fan base and your crew that, you know, they jumped on our social media, said, guys, talk more about the Axel Lady Eagles. Appreciate you joining in. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
It's great seeing you guys tonight. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. That was head coach Brad Brockstrom of the Axel Lady Eagles. Boz, we got to get to a break here in just a quick hot minute, but, you know, just initial takeaways on coach and, kind of similar to what we were just talking about. We were breaking down his game.
Yeah. I mean, he's got confidence in his team, and rightfully so.
Yeah,
I mean, they are scrappy. They fight. They just, there's no quit in them. And that's what you want from a coach. I mean, there's nothing more than you can ask of your players than give it everything you've got. All the time. And I saw that tonight. There wasn't really any time where you looked out on the court and saw, man, somebody's not really working that hard. I mean, they were just real scrappy defense, and I like what he's doing with that team for sure.
All right, that was head coach Brad Brockstrom. We're up against a break. We got to get a step aside here and take our first time out. We got more scores coming up here in just a little bit. We got to also give a shout out to Aces when we come back. And our winner of our $50 gift card, stick around. We'll talk about it here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jacob Boz here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's my favorite segment every single week, Buzz. Was your team doing the rocking, or
was your team getting rocked?
All right, we're back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Buzz. I'm Jake, that's Buzz. Buzz, say hey.
Hey.
And we've got...
He said say hey.
And you said hey. And we got Kurt Kilman in studio as well. Just crossing 10 o'clock, you're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Buzz on 103.9 FM KNZA Hiawatha or on 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca. We're glad that you're hanging out with us here this evening. What a night. What a day. 33 degrees outside right now, Buzz. About 30 degrees warmer than it was this time last week.
Yeah.
And I actually had somebody come up to me tonight and say, I actually understand the shorts today. It's finally warm enough.
It's starting to get nice. And I don't like it because it's just a little teaser.
Yeah.
It's going to give us a little warm weather, and then it's going to get back to cold all the way through the end of February, March.
I
guess
it.
It's nice to have a little break, but
sure.
I'm ready for spring.
Before we get into our scores here, Boz, got to let the folks know who found us tonight.
Okay.
Michelle Detweiler of Axtell won a $50 gift certificate to Ace's Bar and Grill in downtown Axtell. Your hometown bar and grill serving daily noon specials, Tuesday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then open evenings Tuesday through Friday from 5 till 8. Saturday nights are steak nights with a variety of steak specials and smoked pork chops. Regular menu will also be available on Saturdays, 5 till 8 o'clock on Saturday evenings, but they do close at 10 o'clock. So if you're going there for something other than food, we're not going to say, you got to get out of there by 10 o'clock. And we know they're open tonight as well, a special late Friday edition for Ace's Bar and Grill after the game. So big thanks to Wynn Bussing and Ace's for being our partner this week. If you're in Axtell, my goodness, pop in. It's an amazing, they got an open salad bar. It's a great area. Booth seating, table seating, your opportunity to really take in some good local food there from Wynn Bussing and his crew at Ace's Bar and Grill, downtown Axtell. Congratulations, Michelle Detweiler. And, Boz, we kind of got some flack a little bit on the fact that Michelle won it.
We did. And she did. She was legit.
She was the first one.
Yeah.
And it's she's the wife of head football coach Eric Detweiler. It was no planning by any stretch. It was we were walking in and boom, there she was, and she asked us if it was our game of the week. Maybe it's the fact that it was the other two assistant football coaches that came up and talked to us and asked for that gift card. They were a little upset.
They were just too late.
And I said, just talk to Michelle. Maybe she'll help you out tonight, get you a free drink or something, a little snack later on from Ace's Bar and Grill. All right, the scores for tonight, Boz. What do we got so far?
All right, girls' scores. Atchison.
Phoenix.
Stay on the mic, Jake. Okay. Atchison defeats Sumner Academy 75-14.
Burger.
Holton gets the win over St. Mary's 58-33. Troy defeats Valley Falls 56-36. Riverside, they get the win over JCN 51-32. Horton defeats ACCHS 57-16. Silver Lake with the win over Nemaha Central 66-37. Rossville, they get the win over Sabetha 60-37. Royal Valley, they defeat Perry LeCompton 47-36. Riley County with the win over Hiawatha 51-43. Wabunsee, they got the win over Jeff West tonight, 47-37. Close game we just talked about.
Yep.
Hanover hits a buzzer beater. Buzzer beater three.
You got it.
They get the win 39-37 over Axtell. D West, they get the win over Clifton Clyde, 47-43. Valley Heights victorious over Chapman, 53-49. Blue Valley, they get the win over Frankfort, 53-34. Onega, they defeated Cornerstone tonight, 38-32. And Freeman, they defeated JCC, 46-41.
All right, what scores do we still need on the girls' side tonight?
Okay, we're getting close. We need three more. Jackson Heights at Pea Ridge, McClouth at Council Grove, and Oskaloosa at Marhill.
Okay, those are the scores we still need on the girls' side. Flip it over now, my friend, and go to the guys.
Okay, on the guys' side, Atchison, they get
the
win.
Phoenix!
74-49.
Burger.
Over Sumner Academy. St. Mary's, they defeated Holton 79-47.
Burger.
Another burger. Valley Falls, they get a close win over Troy, 67-62. Valley Falls playing some good basketball.
Best
right
team
now.
In 2A after the break, maybe?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, this is another team, though. This score surprised me a little bit, just the score differential. Riverside gets a big win over a hot JCN team.
Yep.
64-46.
Yeah.
18-point win for Riverside. Big
good
win
math.
For them.
Good math.
Yeah, thank you. That was quick math.
Quick math.
Council Grove, they defeat McClouth 57-42. Horton gets the win over ACCHS 52-49. Another really good game tonight. Silver Lake comes back to win against Nemaha Central 52-48.
Ended the game on a 9-0 run.
Yeah, big time. With like a minute left.
Yes.
I mean, they went off in the last minute.
We'll hear from BTAD on that in just a minute.
Yeah, Sabetha gets the win over Rossville. This one surprised me a little bit. Rossville's been pretty hot, too. Rossville gets the win by 3, 66-63. Perry LeCompton Sabetha defeated Rossville 66-63?
Yeah, you said Rossville defeated Sabetha.
Other way, sorry.
It's okay.
Flip-flop. Sabetha defeated Rossville. Yeah. Perry LeCompton.
I just didn't want the comments to start blowing up and, you know, calls coming in.
You got to keep the check on me there. Perry LeCompton, they defeat Royal Valley 68-60. Hiawatha gets the win against Riley County 56-51. Jefferson West defeats Waubunsee 63-58. Axtell, they get the win over Hanover 65-62. And Frankfort, they defeat Blue Valley 50-41.
All right, what guys' scores are we still in need of?
We need a few more here. Jackson Heights at Pea Ridge, Oskaloosa at Mar Hill, D West at Clifton Clyde, Chapman at Valley Heights, and Onega at Cornerstone.
Okay, so we got three of those that you just asked for. It just came in. Thank you, Kurt.
What do we got?
Onega defeats Cornerstone, boys, 66-53.
Okay.
Staying on the boys' side, Chapman defeats Valley Heights 44-39.
Okay, I got that one.
And the Clifton Clyde Donovan West boys game. Clifton Clyde 54, D West 40 in that boys game.
Okay. So we only need two scores now. Jackson Heights at Pea Ridge and Oskaloosa at Mar Hill.
I like the Pea Ridge.
Pea Ridge.
How about we go to some recaps, Boz? You want to hear about some games?
Yeah, I want to hear.
And you know what? We've been praising B-Tad lately, my man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's been right on the number. You know, we had him in studio live with us and a couple weeks ago during the tournament week. And he said, listen, I know that I got to keep my recaps under 2.5 minutes. And last week it was 2 minutes, 31 seconds. It was great.
Okay.
You want to guess what tonight's is?
Where are we at? He did not get under 2 minutes.
A little bit long, but man, I'm going to give him a break this week. You know why? What a ball game, especially on that guy's side between Nemaha Central and Silver Lake. It was a Big East battle in Seneca here tonight. B-Tad, tell us how it went down.
Two completely different games that turned out the same result on Friday nights at Nemaha Central High School. Thunder playing host to a couple of ranked Silver Lake squads, and both games once again completely different, but the Eagles coming out on top in both games here tonight in Seneca. Starting with the girls' side, really leaving no doubt with a massive second quarter advantage of 20-9. They would ultimately go on to force a running clock in the fourth quarter. Silver Lake taking care of business in that girls' game, 66-37. They keep pace with their undefeated mark still atop the Big East. And you pair that with Hiawatha girls' loss to Riley County, now really setting up the Silver Lake girls in the driver's seat moving forward. Again, a balanced effort across the board. You had 21 points from Karis Dieter, Savannah Wendy, 19 and 5 threes for her. Kaylin Haney, casual night, 11 points, but dished out some dimes, bunch of steals, few rebounds. 8 points from Jaylee Whitehead. Paige Hyman chipped in with 7 as well. Nemaha Central taking the loss. They're now 11-7. They dropped 2 games back in the loss column now in the league. 6-2 in the Big East. They got 11 in the game from Emma Hermish. They also had 9 points, 5 rebounds from Caroline Nordis. Nemaha Central girls, 21 turnovers, no threes, and they were just 5 of 10 at the line in that loss. Mentioning Silver Lake girls, still unbeaten in league play, number 1 ranked in 3A. They're now 16-1 overall. Well, we said 2 different games, same results, and that is exactly what we had, because the boys game, credit Nemaha Central coach John Thomas, man, he muddied this game up, and it appeared with a minute to go that Nemaha Central was going to steal this game and give the Silver Lake boys their first loss in league play, but hold on to your hat, that wasn't the case. 48-43, Nemaha Central, a 5-point lead with just south of a minute to go. The crucial moment of the game was a Hunter Rooks 3 paired with a Nemaha Central foul underneath that gave a possession right back to the Eagles that led to a Dane Johnson and one, cashing the free throw. So in the span of 20 seconds, Silver Lake down 48-43. Quickly up 49-48. Nemaha Central could not score the rest of the way. Dane Johnson clutch at the free throw line. Incredible comeback win for the Silver Lake boys as they win it 52-48, scoring the last 9 points in the last minute. Dane Johnson, player of the game, no shock. 25 points, 7 rebounds, 8 of 10 at the line. He knocked down a 3 as well, but Hunter Rooks had the biggest shot of the game that led to that 6-point swing. Grady Bergman, 7 points as well. Joel Miller with 5. Nemaha Central, they have now lost 6 in a row. They're 7-11, worth noting 5 of those 6 losses have come against ranked teams. They got 24, though, from Kalem Schmelzley, one of his best games of the season. But nonetheless, Silver Lake, 9 straight points in the final minute to rally in the boys' game tonight. So again, both Silver Lake teams undefeated in league play, trying to put a stranglehold on this conference going into the final 2-week stretch of the regular season. Again, Brandon Tamber reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, B-Tan, thank you very much for that recap. What a night in Seneca. If you're an Eagle fan and if you're Nemaha Central, man, again, like B-Tan mentioned, the opponents have been fierce and tough. And even though they're on the boys' side, they're riding a 3-game losing streak. You look at who they've lost to. And Boz, you just pulled up the standings to look at the Big East on the boys' side, my man. And I asked Coach Brochman, there's no league like the Twin Valley League, right? Well, the Big East boys might be saying, check us out.
Man, it's no joke. I mean, you look at where Nemaha Central's at. They're 3-4, now 3-5 in league play. But they're sitting down towards the bottom half. They take Silver Lake, undefeated, number one in the Big East, take them down to the wire.
Yeah.
I mean, and you look at, so you got Silver Lake, Hiawatha, Rossville, Jeff West, St. Mary's, Sabetha, Perry, Nemaha. Any one of these teams can win on any given night.
Correct.
It is such a tough league.
No doubt about it. All right, let's flip over to that Twin Valley League conference, I should say. And the game of the night in the TVO was Hanover at Axtell. We broke down from what we saw from our perspective of things, but KP was in the house calling it on 92.1 KMZA. Let's hear from his perspective here tonight as it's a split between the rivals of the Wildcats and the Eagles here tonight.
Two great games down here in Axtell, Kansas, where the Axtell Eagles took on the Hanover Wildcats. All four teams ranked, boys and girls, so you know we were in for a great time. The Hanover Wildcat girls, they took the victory over Axtell 39-37, while the Axtell boys came away with a thrilling victory 65-62, making a second half comeback. Starting off with our girls matchup, the Hanover Wildcats, they got into an early start, 8-4 over Axtell. Both teams had scored 12 points in the second quarter to go into the half, 20-16. Axtell would be outscored in the third quarter, 10-8, and they'd start to make a fourth quarter pretty competitive, taking the lead 36-34. They'd also take the lead again to 37-36, but Hanover would bank the game-winning shot with Leah Juneman. She hadn't hit any bucket that entire night up until that game-winning three, the big three that won the game for the Hanover Wildcats, now having won 18 consecutive games against the Axtell Eagle girls. And now switching over to our boys matchup, one that was just as much of a thriller. The Axtell boys went down early 12-2 in the first quarter and were down 17-6 coming out of quarter number one. But by the end of the first half, Axtell had outscored Hanover 18-13 since that 12-2 point. 25-20 was the half. Hanover was outscored then in the third quarter 28-19 from the Axtell Eagles, as Axtell would have the lead going into quarter number four, 48-44. Logan Sandman and Colin Shaughnessy started to really battle their way back in as they got started scoring in the second quarter. And once they got going, you could not stop those two mean machines. In the fourth quarter, Hanover would try to tie the game up to send an overtime with a three-point shot, but it would be for no avail from Jack Bruna as Axtell would come away with the victory 65-62. Logan Sandman would be the player of the game with 26 points and 11 rebounds as the Mountain would come away with a huge avalanche of points and boards to help the Axtell Eagles take the victory over the Hanover Wildcats and improve Axtell to 7-0 in the Twin Valley League. So again, our girls' matchup ended with Hanover winning 39-37, and our boys' matchup would end with Axtell beating the Hanover Wildcats 65-62. This has been Crinton Prophet with 92.1 KMZA.
All right, KP, thanks for that recap. Never short for excitement, my man. Is he there, Buzz?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Yeah. As mentioned, the first loss of the season for Hanover comes to Axtell. They're now 16-1 on the season and 7-1 in league play. Axtell improves to 7-1 on the guys' side in league play. Now with that tiebreak over Axtell, because keep in mind, Boz, the Twin Valley League tournament where these two teams met up early in the season doesn't count for Twin Valley League regular season standings. And so the driver's seat right now, the Axtell Eagles on the boys' side for the Twin Valley League regular season title with that win tonight. As mentioned earlier, on the girls' side, we'll say it for the boys too, it's the same teams, but Axtell boys, they got Pawnee City at Blue Valley, home against Centralia, then they finish up at Clifton Clyde to end the season for Hanover. Hanover will have Clifton Clyde at home, then at Donovan West, against Lakeside, and then they end at Smith Center for their season. So Hanover, just a couple league games remaining in the season. They need Axel to slip up one time, but then the tiebreak, Boz, still stays in favor of the Eagles with that head-to-head. So Axel with the inside track for the regular season Twin Valley League, regular season standings. What am I trying to say? Championship?
Title.
Thank you. I was going to say championship, but that's there's no championship yet. All right. Hey, we got to get to another recap, and it's Sumner Academy at Atchison. All right. Well, we got Kurt talking to Boz, so it's interrupted what I'm trying to get with Boz here for a second. Go ahead, Boz. I said Sumner Academy at Atchison.
The Phoenix.
Thank you. Tom Couch had the call for that one.
Well, guys, I know you love the Phoenix, and I know you love a burger. Well, tonight, a couple of burgers and maybe a side of fries as Atchison entertained Sumner Academy on Royal Courts night, and there were two impressive Phoenix wins. In the ladies' game, 75-14, Atchison winning it. Ron Burge, 28 points, and Herrera, well, Shalandra had 24. The Lady Phoenix now at 9-8, 7-0 in the conference. The Atchison guys opened up a big lead early and held off a good Sumner team. 74-49 for Atchison. How about Jeremiah Thompson, 18 points to lead the way. The Atchison guys now 16-0, 7-0 in the conference, the number two team in the state in Class 4A. So for the Phoenix tonight, big crowd, lots of pageantry, and two big wins. Atchison sweeps Phoenix. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, as he talked about Atchison,
the Phoenix
having a big crowd on hand, royalty, a lot of things being tossed around there, and some W's and some burgers being tossed around there for the Phoenix here tonight. A few more recaps to get to. Let's go back to the Big East League here as well. It was Holton at St. Mary's tonight. This was on the Holton Channel. Justin Fluke had the call tonight.
A Big East split between Holton and St. Mary's on Friday night at the home of the Bears. The girls' game was tied 8-8 at the end of the first quarter on a half-court shot made by Lily Tanking. Didn't seem significant at the time, but it turned into a spark that led to a 16-0 second quarter advantage for the Holton girls, who went up at halftime by 16 and never looked back en route to a 58-33 final. It was Hannah Watkins with 5 threes and 15 points leading the Lady Wildcats, while Becca Lassie had 13, Lily Tanking joined them in double digits with 10, and Kinsley Ingles had a career-high 8. The Holton girls get their fourth win of the season, their second in the Big East League, and the Holton girls have now won 3 of their last 4 games. St. Mary's girls dropped to 1-16. They were led in scoring by Veronica Hutley with 9 points. In the guys' game, it was 20-14 at the end of one quarter. Holton got a basket to begin the second quarter in a 4-point game, but St. Mary's then turned it on. A 14-0 run for the Bears, who went ahead 42-24 at halftime and coasted to the win with the running clock in the fourth quarter. St. Mary's wins at 79-47. The Bears had 3 guys in double digits and 3 other guys with 8 points each. St. Mary's led by Ben DeVader with 20, Jace Hurla 15, and Cole Hurla 11. St. Mary's boys made 15 three-point baskets while improving to 12-5 on the year and 5-3 in the Big East standings. Holton got one big night. That was from Corbin Fox, who had 25 points in the loss, dropping the Holton boys to 2-15. So again, the St. Mary's boys win by 32. Holton girls win by 25. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Fluke, thank you very much for that recap, and safe travels back from St. Mary's. Boz, we don't typically do this, but we got a caller that's really wanting to jump into the show right now, I'm told.
Okay, all right.
So we got to go to the Giant Communications hotline. Boz, what's that phone number?
785-547-3461.
Hey, we usually do a segment that's Friday Night Highlights, and we're going to have to make that segment right now because we got a caller that's willing to talk and wants to talk about something that we've got going on a lot. If you want to get a nomination in there as well this evening for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner for tonight, you can call that same phone number of 785-547-3461 and give it to Kurt Killman. He'll be more than happy to write that down for Boz so we can get them on the list. But we got to go to Ken, who wants to talk about some contest that Boz and I have been promoting a little bit. Ken, where are you calling from?
Holton.
Ken from Holton. Okay, all right. Ken, go ahead, and I guess, what do you want to talk about with this contest?
Well, with this contest, after I saw you last night at Jackson Heights, I think you need to be shooting in this contest against Boz, because I don't think you could run a down and back.
I love it. He might not run it fast. He'd get down there and back.
I would make it happen, but it might not be quick. It might not be quick, but hey, if you've been tuning into the show lately, I've been able to do 20 push-ups in each show. Let me ask you, Ken, what's more difficult, do you think, doing 20 push-ups or running a down and back?
I think running a down and back.
Yeah. It's way harder. Let me tell you. I've run a lot of them lately.
Agree to disagree. All right, Ken, so you want me to shoot out. We'll preface it with this for you, Ken, that we have in the past talked about switching it up, and that was really because Boz was 0 for 13 at the time.
No, I was not.
Okay, 0 for 11.
Okay.
And I didn't want to keep embarrassing him, and so I offered, I'll miss it, and then I'll run. But you know what Boz told me, Ken? He said, I don't want that to happen, because now it'll look like I'm quitting because I'm not making a shot.
Yeah, I had to jump in. When he offered, Ken, I told him, I said, no, it's kind of embarrassing that I'm shooting the way I'm shooting, so I got to keep going. I got to try to get back some respect here. It's embarrassing.
Well, maybe put Jake at the free throw line and you at 3-point line.
Yeah, that might be better. Maybe I'm down. Maybe even have Jake shoot a layup or something.
I'll shoot a two-footer, man. I'll do that. I think I've picked up on actually who this is, and his name is not Ken. I'm not going to reveal it, but I do know who this is. Not named Ken, though. But
because I'm related.
I knew it. I knew it. I absolutely knew it. Well, Ken, I appreciate you being a listener of the show. Thanks for calling in and bringing a little bit of fun into it as well. And, you know, maybe just keep it locked on our social media pages and see if I got to run down and back coming up soon or not.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much. All right, I'm not going to reveal who that was. He wanted to be a different name. That's fine with me.
That's okay.
Ken from Holton saying that he doesn't think I can do a down and back. I'm not disagreeing with him. Cardio is not my thing. Absolutely not my thing. We'll be breaking that down at the end of the show. Again, more fun with what Boz and I are doing with the kids that win the game balls and those schools. But back in the recaps we go. Sabetha was playing Rossville tonight, and a couple of games, man, it was a split, but that boys game at the very end, what a battle. Logan Bitterman had the call on the Sabetha channel.
Both Sabetha teams would be on the road after being off Tuesday night. Their last game was last Friday against Silver Lake. They were on the road to take on the Bulldogs of Rossville, just 5 miles west of Silver Lake here tonight. The girls' game would get things started, and after a 27-12 halftime lead for the Bulldogs, they would win it on the girls' side of things, 60-37. The Lady Bulldogs were led in scoring by senior Riley Dick. She had 18 points in the win. Bristol Miller chipped in 15, and Norris Burdick had 11 as well. The Lady Bulldogs had 13 turnovers, hit 10 three-pointers, and went 4 of 7 at the free throw line here tonight. The Lady Jays, on the other hand, they were led in scoring by Paxton Michael. She had 11 points, hitting 3 three-pointers, 10 points apiece for Chloe Detweiler and Sydney Schubarth as well. The Lady Jays had 19 turnovers here in the loss, hit 3 three-pointers, and went 6 of 12 at the free throw line. The boys' game would be a fun one as well, as Rossville looked for a sweep. Sabetha looked for a split. After a 42-25 halftime score, the Sabetha boys walk away with a 3-point win after a big-time comeback by the Bulldogs. Sabetha wins it 66-63. They were led in scoring by junior Jack Frazee. He had 15 points and was one of 5 double-digit scorers for the Blue Jays. He had 11 points apiece by Cole Minold and Charlie Luker, and 10 points apiece by Reed Mitchell and Michael Lane here in the win. The Sabetha boys had 20 turnovers as a team, hit 6 three-pointers, and went 9 of 21 at the free throw line. Rossville, on the other hand, they were led in scoring by senior Jacoby McDonald. He had 28 points, most of it coming in the fourth quarter and in the second half alone here in the loss. They had 16 points out of Jack Donovan and also 8 points out of Landon Lewis, the sophomore, as well. Rossville, in the loss as a team, had 12 turnovers, hit 3 three-pointers, and went 18 of 23 at the free throw line here tonight. So it's a split. The Sabetha girls fall to 3-14 overall. The Sabetha boys go to 10-7, excuse me. The Rossville girls go to 8-8 overall. The Rossville boys to 10-6. Both Rossville teams will be on the road on Tuesday at Royal Valley with a matchup with the Panthers. Both Sabetha teams will be at home on the Sabetha Channel and also on KNZA 103.9 as they have a matchup with the Tigers in Sabetha next Tuesday night. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that recap. As I mentioned, a split between Rossville and Sabetha here tonight. Now from the Hiawatha Channel, it was a long road trip for the Redhawks as they hit the road and took on the Falcons at Riley County here tonight. And Paige Mueller, Matt Morton, had the call on the Hiawatha Channel. Paige, with the recap here tonight, what happened tonight at Riley County?
Paige Mueller with the Hiawatha Channel, and the Hiawatha Redhawks traveled southwest to Riley County's homecoming and faced the Falcons, where in the girls' matchup, the Falcons won 51-43, and in the nightcap, the Redhawk boys won 56-51. Riley County started off working against the Redhawks, who were ranked number 3 in 3A, as they took the first 12-9. In the second, Kylie Nelson was able to hit a couple of threes to bring Hiawatha closer, but the freshman point guard, Addie Gooch, helped Riley County lead 24-22 at the break. At the start of the third, Claire Twombly and Addison Williams for Hiawatha each hit a three to give the Redhawks a five-point lead, but it was short-lived as Audrey Hawley scored 13 in the third after not scoring in the first to push the Falcons ahead 39-34. Hiawatha couldn't get past the press and ended up falling 51-43. Hiawatha's record now sits at 15-2 and 6-1 in the Big East play as the Falcons, they move to 12-6 and 7-2 in Big East play. For the Falcons, Audrey Hawley ended the game with 17 points while Isabel Nelson had 12. They went 13 from 16 from the free throw line and also hit 6 threes. For Hiawatha, Kylie Nelson led with 13 points while Addison Williams followed with 8 points. The Redhawks went 5 from 9 from the line and also hit 6 threes. In the boys' contest, Hiawatha came out top and led 16-10 after 1 with a quick start from Ethan Morton. In the second, Davis Carson for Riley County helped keep the Falcons close, trailing 28-21 at the half. In the third, Hiawatha stayed strong, leading 40-31 at the break, but Riley County wouldn't let go and got this game to a 4-point deficit in the fourth. Davis Carson had a season-high 28 points and kept the Falcons in play against number 8 Hiawatha, but a finish at the free throw line helped the Redhawks win 56-51 and move to 15-3 overall and 6-1 in league play. Hiawatha was led by Ethan Morton with 17 and Michael Jensen with 12 as they went 15 from 23 from the free throw line and hit 3 threes. Riley County's Davis Carson had 28 points in the loss, and following was Brendan Woodard and Braden Kramer with 7 apair. They moved to 6-11 on the year and 1-8 in league play. Hiawatha traveled to Holton Tuesday as Riley County will go to Wabunsee. This has been Paige Mueller with the Hiawatha Channel.
All right, Paige, thank you very much for that recap. Boz, we're up against another break, man. We got to keep on rolling here. It's the Community National Bank. Easy for me to say. High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. More scores, more information of where standings are at, and a lot to get through still yet tonight.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the 2025 Kansas Contractors Association Safety and Accident Prevention Award. They offer turnkey services for water and sewer projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business. MCON is also always looking to add to their 130-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself, it also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Boz, what are they playing out there? They playing basketball. They're out there playing some basketball. Boz and I are in a studio talking basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
Kurt Kilman is done for the evening. Safe travels home to the captain. And a little programming note, tomorrow morning you can come see me in downtown Holton, a little bit east of downtown at Petals and Praise Flowers and Gifts. Be there for a live on location from 9:30 in the morning till 11:30 in the morning. Come on down and you can get signed up. A free cupcake, a free balloon, but you can get signed up for other prizes going on as well. That's tomorrow morning at Petals and Praise, just east of downtown Holton, 213 East 5th in Holton. All right, Boz, how about scores for tonight?
All right, scores on the girl side.
Come on,
Atchison with the win over
Phoenix.
Sumner Academy, 75-14.
Berger.
Holton defeats St. Mary's, 58-33. Troy gets the win over Valley Falls, 56-36. Riverside, they get the win over JCN, 51-32. Horton defeated ACCHS, 57-16. Silver Lake gets the win over Nemaha Central, 66-37. Rossville defeated Sabetha, 60-37. Royal Valley, they got the win over Perry LeCompton, 47-36. Riley County defeated Hiawatha, 51-43. Wabunsee comes out on top of Jefferson West, 47-37. Hanover, in a really good game, they got a two-point win over Axtell, 39-37. Donovan West, they are victorious over Clifton Clyde, 47-43. Valley Heights with the win over Chapman, 53-49. Blue Valley defeated Frankfort, 53-34. Onega with the win over Cornerstone, 38-32. And Freeman defeated JCC, 46-41.
All right. Is there any scores that we still need?
We still need three scores on the girls' side, which is weird because we only need one from the guys' games that got over later.
That's odd.
Girls' scores, we still need Jackson Heights at Pea Ridge, McClouth at Council Grove, and Oskaloosa at Mar Hill.
Come on, man. We need some scores. Put them in the chat. Put them on. Give it to us on the Giant Communications hotline as well, 785-547-3461.
All right. On the boys' side of things, Atchison.
The Phoenix.
Gets the win over Sumner Academy, 74-49. St. Mary's defeated Holton, 79-47. Valley Falls gets the win over Troy, 67-62. Riverside defeated JCN, 64-46. Pea Ridge gets the win over Jackson Heights, 67-48. Council Grove defeated McClouth, 57-42. Horton with the win over ACCHS, 52-49. Silver Lake, Nemaha Central, really close game. Great game here. Silver Lake gets the four-point win over Nemaha Central, 52-48. Sabetha, they defeated Rossville, 66-63. Perry LeCompton with the win over Royal Valley, 68-60. Hiawatha defeats Riley County, 56-51. Jefferson West, they get the win over Wabunsee, 63-58. Another game you heard on the radio tonight, Axtell over Hanover, 65-62. Clifton Clyde with the win over Donovan West, 54-40. Chapman, they defeated Valley Heights, 44-39. Frankfort gets the win over Blue Valley, 50-41. And Onega with the win over Cornerstone, 66-53.
Now, I know I missed a couple burgers on the guy's side.
It's you did.
Because I was...
falling asleep.
Not falling asleep, but I was trying to think how I was going to navigate into this next thought, but we got one score we still need on the guy's side.
Oskaloosa at Mar Hill.
Okay, so we got a message on our messenger on the Jake and Boz Facebook page, and it was from a listener that listens every single week, and this person's daughter says, "Mom, every single week they're yelling burger, burger." She goes, then they're yelling like a double burger. Like, what does this mean?
It's confused.
And the mom's reaction to the daughter was, "Are you sure they're not saying that they're getting murdered?"
Oh no.
And I said, "No. We're definitely not getting murdered. We're not talking about that." But a burger, Boz. I feel like maybe it's time that we just reiterate what that means, why we're hooting and hollering and yelling burger whenever scores are being read.
So it kind of started, I mean, it was a thing. It wasn't like our thing. I
no,
mean,
we didn't make it up.
Just a saying that you heard when somebody dropped 50 on somebody. It was a 50 burger.
50.
That was kind of the mark. And then we thought, well, it's basketball. I mean, the score's going to be a little higher. So we kind of raised the bar a little bit to 70. If you score 70 points in a night, it's a burger.
It's a burger.
Not a 50 burger, it's a 70 burger.
70 burger. And then if you score 80, that's a double-double burger. And if you get over 90, which we've had this year...
Oh, yeah.
That's just that triple-dong-dong cheeseburger. So we have fun with it. We didn't come up with it, but we definitely utilize it.
I'm a little surprised somebody hadn't heard 50 burger.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are questioning it, asking, where's that coming from? But, yeah.
It's kind of... I mean, that's a thing. I hear that all the time.
Yes.
50 burger.
50 burger. Yeah. Homie dropped 40 on somebody. That's a 40 burger.
Yeah.
Like, individually.
Yeah.
What you say you're surprised on that. What I'm surprised of, we have not had a business step up to, you know, willing to give, you know, 45 athletes a free burger if their team scores a burger.
I think we've talked about that a little bit during football, and the thought is, I don't know if anybody's willing to feed a team of 50 guys burgers one night. If
some schools, 70, 80 guys.
Well, think about this. Atchison boys and
Phoenix.
Atchison girls both dropped 70 tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a lot of...
And there's probably 30, 35 kids on each team.
Oh, yeah.
For a school, at least.
Yeah, that's a lot of burgers.
I mean, if you're scoring 70, though, you got to provide 70 burgers. Let's go. Somebody out there knows of a business that will partner with that. You got to get us that hookup, man.
Yeah.
We'd love to be able to say, holy cow, ring, 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 mom, pa, diner. Now, you've got seven local teams that scored 70 points, and I would love to see if that was to ever happen. Again, this is me just having fun with this. If that was to happen, how many teams do you think would try to score. Not that they're not already, but, you know, it's late in the ball game. You're up 68-43, and then you call the dogs off. Are you going to try and get one more basket to get a 70? Because you know your team's getting burgers.
I don't think we have that much influence on a coach's decision.
I know we don't, but I'm just, can you imagine?
You think it would be in the back of their mind, like, dang, we could feed the whole team tonight if we score three more
points. I mean,
points.
I know that we've got people on our social medias that are high school athletes that follow what we do.
Yeah.
And I guarantee doggone it that they're going to go up to their coach with 30 seconds left in the game. Hey, coach, I know that we're up by 30. But give me a chance to get us a 70 because I want that burger.
It'd be kind of, well, we're driving around delivering game balls all the time. We can go pick up dinner for after practice with the burgers.
Ooh, yeah, come on now. Now we're talking. Somebody, come on, reach out.
All right.
Let's go get that hookup for us. I mean, Boz and I mean, we never turned down food. Shout out Axtell.
So it's all the girls' teams, guys' teams that get burgers plus. Add two more in.
I mean, the caller told me a little bit ago that he doesn't think I can run a down and back because of the way I looked. I saw you last night. I didn't even try to run. I just saw you, and I don't think you could do a down and back.
Ooh, that's cut you deep there.
He's not wrong, though.
No.
I mean, I'm a hefty individual that I do like to eat. We're up against another break. When we come back, we're going to break down our Lucert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. And actually, Boz, before we slip off to our next break, we'll get that outro music again in just a second. Why don't you give us our nominees that we got so far? So that way, during the break, if people don't hear somebody on there that they want on there, they get a chance to do so.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I'm a little disappointed, folks out there listening. We only got two girl nominees tonight.
Ooh.
We need some folks to step up. Give us a call. Put somebody that you know had a good game tonight on our list. The ones that we've got, Leah Juneman from Hanover. It was really cool. She hit the game-winning three. Her team was down by one. She was open. She had time to think about it. Didn't matter. She knocked down the shot. That was her only bucket of the entire game, but yeah, it was a big one. So big shot from Leah Juneman from Hanover. From Silver Lake, Savannah Windy. She had a big night. 19 points, 5 threes in that ball game tonight.
Okay, and before you go into the guys, two just came in, and I'll read these and let you in during the break get caught up. But before you go into the guys' ones, these just coming in right now on our social media feed. You can put it in the chat. We'll scroll through, make sure we get them all on the list. Tyzel Harrington from Riverside, 16 points. But the commenter says his defense is what set the tone for the Riverside team. And Boz is a big fan of that.
Yeah.
You have, you know, a kid might not have 30 points.
Yep.
But it's other avenues of the game of basketball where he stands out. Tyzel Harrington nominated for his defense as well as 16 points tonight for Riverside. And then from Axtell, just coming through on the chat as well, Logan Sandman with 26 points and an emphatic big dunk late in the fourth quarter as well. Other nominees on the guys' side, Bob.
Okay, here's what we got on the guys' side. Flint Seymour from Valley Falls. This young man, this doesn't happen very often. This dude is in shape, unlike Jake doing a down and back.
Whoa!
He probably did 100 of them during the course
shots
of the game.
Fired.
He played every minute of this ball game, 32 minutes, and he racked up a double-double.
Double-double!
14 points, 14 boards. Great night for Flint Seymour. Jacoby McDonald of Rossville.
Kid can ball.
He had 28 points tonight. Logan Sandman, you just mentioned him, 26 points. Also, I don't think it said it in that, 11 boards in that game, so he had a double-double.
Double-double!
26 and 11. Colin Carney from Valley Falls, another young man having a fantastic season. He went over 1,000 career points. He had 18 tonight. Davis Carson from Riley County, 28 points, 5 boards, 1 steal, 1 assist. Also went 5 of 5 from the free throw line. He came in averaging 9 points a game, went off tonight for 28. And then we had a nominee, and we try to keep it to just tonight. But
correct.
This is a cool deal. We want to recognize this young man.
Sure.
He's on the game ball list. Drake Mellies from Jackson Heights. He hit 1,000 career points in their ball game Tuesday night. And he's in the running for top 5 leading scorer all time at Jackson Heights.
Okay. Another one just came through a little bit ago. Chance Jenkins from JCN. The commenter is none other than Grandpa Gary, saying even though he didn't have the best night tonight, he had 10 points. The previous four games, he has scored 92. Total at 31 on Tuesday against Troy.
Dude's been on fire.
He's been playing very, very well. Again, our game balls, you know, tournament time, we extended it for throughout the entire week. But the focus is just for Friday, because if we open it up all week, every single week, Buzz.
Ooh, I'd have 2, 3, 4 pages.
That would be very, very tough to do, no doubt about it. And then one just came in, previous winner, but we're going to give her some love again. Kiwan Miller, 16 points, 18 rebounds.
Woo!
While facing a tough triple team throughout the game at Perry LeCompton for the Royal Valley Panthers road victory tonight. A former game ball winner, Buzz, but she balled out again here tonight. All right, we're up against that break that I promised you, so we're going to step aside. We come back, we've got some more fine-tuning of the show. We got some big-time standings updates. What's the postseason look like for your team? We're back after this on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
And we've got some scores to get through to you here really quickly.
Again?
No. I mean, we got one more break yet, so it's the final time that we run through the scores here, big dog.
I know. I'm running through them a bunch, but let's go.
Come on, win it.
On the girls' side, Atchison gets the win over Sumner Academy.
Phoenix.
75-14.
Burger.
Holton gets the win over St. Mary's, 58-33. Troy victorious against Valley Falls, 56-36. Riverside gets the win against JCN, 51-32. Horton, yes. They defeat ACCHS, 57-16. Silver Lake, they got the win over Nemaha Central, 66-37. Rossville defeats Sabetha, 60-37. Royal Valley, they get the win against Perry Compton, 47-36. Riley County, they come out on top of Hiawatha tonight, 51-43. While Buncee defeats Jeff West, 47-37. Axtell, they fall tonight to Hanover by 2, 39-37. Donovan West, they get the win over Clifton Clyde, 47-43. Valley Heights defeats Chapman, 53-49. Blue Valley, they got the win over Frankfort, 53-34. Onega with their win over Cornerstone tonight, 38-32. And Freeman defeats JCC, 46-41.
All right, those are the scores on the girls' side. No, wait, we still need some more?
Well, we do. We need Jackson Heights, Pea Ridge, McLaughlin at Council Grove, and Oskaloosa at Mar Hill.
How are we still missing so many scores?
I don't know what's going on there.
Come on, people.
On the boys' side, Atchison gets the win over
Phoenix.
Get the win over Sumner, 75. I got to stop for a second.
You got to do a brief pause there, my man.
They get the win over Sumner Academy, 74-49. St. Mary's defeats Holton, 79-47. Valley Falls, they get the win over Troy, 67-62.
I missed one.
You did.
Burger.
Hey, there you go. A little late. You got it. Riverside, they get the win over JCN, 64-46. Pea Ridge, victorious over Jackson Heights, 67-48. Council Grove with the win over McLouth, 57-42. Horton, they get a win over ACCHS, 52-49. Close ball game here. Nemaha Central takes Silver Lake down to the wire, but Silver Lake, they come out on top, 52-48. Rossville, they get the win over, I did that again.
I did it
like every time. Sabetha gets the win over Rossville, 66-63. Perry LeCompton defeated Royal Valley, 68-60. Hiawatha, they got a win over Riley County, 56-51. Jeff West defeats Waubunsee, 63-58. Axtell gets a big-time win over Hanover, 65-62. Clifton Clyde defeated Donovan West, 54-40. Chapman comes out on top of Valley Heights, 44-39. Frankfort, they defeat Blue Valley, 50-41. And Onega gets a win over Cornerstone, 66-53.
All right, again, I know I missed a few burgers, but I was getting things prepped for this transition once again. It's my fault.
Twice tonight.
I'm just going to have to get you just to say the score and then just yell burger, in the same breath.
It's not the same. If I say it and then burger it, it's got to come from
somewhere
else.
It's got to come from left field.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, any other scores we need on the guy's side?
The only one we need on the guy's side, Oski versus Mar Hill.
Okay, if you've got scores that we need, people,
come on.
Put it in the chat on either TikTok, Facebook, wherever you're watching it, or if you're listening on the radio, you can give us a call, 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications Hotline is open for you to not only give us a score that we need, but also nominate a Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nomination here this evening. Every single week, Boz gives away a game ball to a girl and to a guy from every single week. And we can't read chat live, man. It throws me off of my
thought process. We can't? What are you talking about?
I can't anyway.
Coach Weeby throwing something out there.
Yeah, more shade coming at me.
Slacker.
More shade coming at me.
Slacker. I love it.
But we've got your chance to nominate somebody because Boz will give out a game ball every single week. We're going to be heading to Silver Lake next week to make up from last week's winners. Dane Johnson on the guy's side. And was it Karis Dider?
I think so.
Or Kaylin Haney?
I'll double check that.
I mean, one of the duo that Silver Lake is nominated a lot. And last week, go ahead.
Karis Dider.
Yep. So we'll be visiting Silver Lake next week to deliver those game balls. Where else are we going to have to go next week? That's up to you, the listener, to help decide that. So our game ball nominees, Boz, just run through the names that you got here so far tonight.
Leah Juniman from Hanover, Savannah Windy from Silver Lake, and Kiwa Miller from Royal Valley. Those are the girls that we've got nominated tonight. On the boys' side,
Chance Jenkins from JCN, Tyzell Harrington from Riverside, Flint Seymour from Valley Falls, from Rossville, Jacoby McDonald, Logan Sandman from Axtell, Colin Carney from Valley Falls, David Carson from Riley County, and Drake Mellies of Jackson Heights.
Okay, so those are the nominees we've got so far. If somebody's not on that list that you believe should be, you got to let us know here during this next break. Before we get to that next break, Boz, we're briefly going to just give you an update on the standings, how things will look. We're going to do all of the girls' sub-state standings here before the break, and then after the break, we'll flip it to the guys' side of things. Drop it down to 1A Division 2 with that win tonight for Hanover, Boz. They stay atop in the Wakefield sub-state, 13-3 overall with the loss. Axtell Falls tied now with Lynn at 14-4. So as it stands right now, top three in that sub-state. And again, keep in mind with the sub-states, the new formats with them, top four finish in your sub-states, vitally important, no doubt about it. We got a caller coming in on the Giant Communications Hotline. We'll let Boz take care of that. Blue Valley Randolph is their 4-13-7 in 1A Division number 2 as well. Flipping it up now to 1A Division 1. Again, this is on the girls' side of things. In the Clifton Clyde sub-state, Wabunsee 16-2 overall. Centralia right behind them in the loss column, 14-2. Also in that same loss column is Opie at 14-2. Centralia off tonight. So no game tonight for Centralia, but three games next week could definitely shift the way these standings will go. Troy, on the girls' side, they are 10-6 now overall, but that puts them at a tie for seventh in that sub-state. Frankfurt, sitting in 13th right now, a 7-13 record, in Onega, 4-11, sitting in 15th in that sub-state. Again, this is 1A Division 1, sub-state for Clifton Clyde. Top four seeds, vitally important in the new structure. We'll break that down after the break, why we're talking, it's so important. On the girls' side in 2A, the Mission Valley sub-state, Marhill Mounts Academy, third right now, 12-5 in that for their record this season. Horton right behind them at 11-5. And again, Boz, when it comes to tiebreakers and different things like that, winning percentage is what they look at, you know, because you got a team that maybe has more wins, but they got more losses. That winning percentage is important for these standings. Horton in fourth right now, Valley Heights in fifth, tied with Donovan West, both teams, Boz, 12-7. And sorry, I turned your mic off. That's and right. I took that phone call. Right behind them, though, JCN, 10-8. Right behind them, Rossville, 7-8. Valley Falls sitting at 7-11. Jackson Heights at 7-12. They're down, in the 10-11, 12 mark for this. ACCHS, St. Mary's, and McLeod round out the bottom three in that sub-state as well. A little bit different than football.
Yep.
You know, all teams are going to be going to sub-state, but again, your seeding, your ranking, so important. Not ranking, but your seeding, extremely important for that. In 3A, I might have missed one other grouping there in 2A. Double checking. Yeah, no, we're good. Okay. Wanted to make sure that I got, because everything became more regional this year, and I like the structure for it. And again, we'll break all this down in just a little bit. Sabetha sub-state, Silver Lake, no surprise here, Boz, 15-1 overall. Hiawatha, with that loss tonight against Riley County, now falls to 15-2. And so Hiawatha, one game back in the loss column. They play coming up in 2 weeks, and that game right there could be for a lot of things. There's Hiawatha's a couple games back in Big East League standings.
Yeah.
But when it comes to a top seed in the sub-state, they're just a game back, half a game back right now. A win head-to-head over Silver Lake, that's a massive swing in this sub-state. Riley County, third. Riverside, fourth. Nemaha, fifth. Oskaloosa, that's your top six right now. And truly, seeds 3-6, one game separating those right now. Heritage Christian Academy, then you go down to Jeff West, Roll Valley, Perry LeCompton in that 9-12. Holton, Sabetha, P. Ridge round out seeds 13, 14, and 15 in this 3A sub-state. And on the girls' side, Boz, this thing's loaded.
I was just going to say, the whole time you were talking that, I was just saying this sub-state is stacked. Silver Lake, Hiawatha, Riley County, Riverside, Nemaha, Jeff West. I mean, these teams, Royal Valley, Perry the Compton, I mean, it is loaded.
Yeah, and again, this, you know, when we're talking about this sub-state, we're mentioning all these 16 schools. It's not just one team out of these 16 that are going to go to state.
Yeah.
It'll be two because it'll get split down in half. Yeah.
Well, and I just see, I mean, you look at this, it just how loaded it is, but then you look at any of those middle tier teams just based off where they're sitting right now. I mean, we've talked about Jeff West. They're sitting middle of the pack.
Yeah.
That's a team that could come out of that sub-state, Royal Valley.
They're two games back of the three seed.
Yeah. I mean, it's so close. This is going to be a really, really good sub-state.
Okay. And then lastly, because that'll take care of us in 3A, lastly, we'll jump up to 4A because Atchison,
the Phoenix,
they're sitting in the 11th spot right now. And in 4A, it's strictly, you know, again, similar, where it's going to get broken down, seeded out, top 16 of the 18. So in 4A, it matters. You've got to stay out of the bottom two to make it to sub-state. All right, that's going to do it for the girls' side of it. We're going to break down the boys' side when we come back from our final break. We'll also explain to you this new structure of the postseason and why these games down the final stretch, they are so, so important to get those wins. If your team is even hovering around those top 4 or 5 seeds, man, it matters a lot when we're looking at postseason time. We'll break it all down when we come back. You're listening to Jacob Oz on the Community National Bank High School Sport Board Show on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the 2025 Kansas Contractors Association Safety and Accident Prevention Award. They offer turnkey services for water and sewer projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business. MCON is also always looking to add to their 130-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I'm a licensed holistic health coach and nutritional counselor at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialties include teaching our patients the importance of gut health, educating them about healthy metabolism, and inspiring them to reach their ideal weight. I enjoy working one-on-one with our patients and love tailoring individualized lifestyle plans to meet their expectations. Our consultations are free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
That Giant Communications connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow The Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at The Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Dorsey, thank you. As always, every single week as we go into the final segment of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz.
Hey, hey.
There we go. We got some nominees coming in on our TikTok feed right now. You can follow us on there. We've got live videos every single Friday. We'll also do our game ball deliveries every single week where, you know, it's our final segment. We told you we were going to talk about it, and we will in just a few minutes, about the ability for Boz to make a three. And if he does, the team has to run. If he doesn't, poor Boz has got to get up and down the floor. And it's been going one way. We'll talk about it here in just a little bit. But
yeah,
we promised you, though, about the standings on the boys' side. We broke down the girls before we went to our final break. And now on the guys' side of things, starting off in 1A Division 2, Axtell with their win over Hanover. They were already 17-1 coming into this game, but Hanover was a perfect 16-0, Boss. So
yeah,
Hanover was top dog in this sub-state. That has now flipped, and Axtell, the 18-1 record atop of Hanover with that. You know, this is where those tiebreakers, you know, that midseason tournament game does matter. Not for league standings, but for the KSHSAA seeding, it does. So now each team has won one game against each other. So throw that tiebreaker out the window now. Axtell is over Hanover. That's the 1-2 matchup, or not matchup, but the 1-2 in that substate right now. That's also Boz, by the way, number one and number two in the state in 1A Division 2 on the guys' side. Blue Valley Randolph is 5 right now. Lynn is 6. In that sub-state in Class 1A Division 2. We talk about the importance. We'll break it down here in just a few moments, so hang tight with us here. 1A Division 1, Clifton Clyde boys sub-state. Opie, no shock, no surprise. Coach Schmidt has got his team doing what they do year in, year out. You can almost guarantee, can book it, Boz.
Yep.
The Opie Eagles will be at a state tournament site every single year. Top four goes Opie, Kent Galva, Bishop Seabury, and Wabunsee. This is where the locals start kicking in a little bit as Rural Vista is the fifth, but Centralia and Troy, 6-7, and then Clifton Clyde, the 8, Frankfort, the 9, Onega, the 11 in that substate. And so, again, important. Troy, Centralia, Boz,
yeah,
locked up at 9-8 each, respectively, right now. So some movement down the stretch, vitally important for those two schools. In 2A, this is in the Mission Valley substate. Care Paravel, a team that we watched last year at home in the opening round of substate, if you remember, they hosted, I believe it was Jackson Heights, and then they went on to move on to the next round of substate. They took on Marhill Mounts Academy and gave the Ravens everything that they could handle. Care Paravel is a team to watch out for. They're 16-2 this season, Bob.
Yeah, they're a team that they kind of fly under the radar a lot. Private school, you don't hear a ton about them up here in our area, but yeah, you're definitely right. Somebody you got to watch out for.
Their only two losses this year is to NEK Homeschool out of Topeka, who, you know, really is a team that they're not Keisha sanctioned,
yeah,
and so they don't get to go to these tournaments, but they play in a lot of local teams and in the Valley Falls midseason tournament. And so that is impressive what season they're having. That's one of their losses for Care Paravel. The other one, Axtell, 42-36 in a tight one. But they've beaten teams like Wabunsee, Osage City, Linden. These are some of the victories that they've had this season. So they're a team definitely to watch out for in 2A. They're atop of that Mission Valley substate right now, but there's JCN, and they play each other in the final game of the regular season, Boz. So that game could be for the one seed in that sub-state. How crazy would that be?
Yeah.
When that comes down the stretch. So JCN the 2, St. Mary's the 4, Valley Falls, arguably the hottest team in 2A down the stretch since the mid-season break, a Christmas break. 12-6 now overall. Rossville right there, 7-5. Mar Hill, Donovan West. Then you got Jackson Heights at 9-10, and then down Atchison County, Horton, and Valley Heights rounding out the bottom side of that sub-state in the Mission Valley sub-state for 2A. So we talked about loaded on the girls' side in the 3A sub-state. This boys' 2A sub-state has got a lot of good local teams that are going to be battling.
And we've seen this happen in the past, too, where we've still got another 3 weeks of basketball. A lot of teams are having some makeup games. The regular season schedule extended out to 23 games. So we can still see things flip-flop. Team gets hot, they win 4 or 5 in a row, they can jump up to the top of the leaderboard pretty quick.
Yeah, JCN, we talk about JCN, St. Mary's, Valley Falls. These are a lot of local schools that are definitely have opportunities to definitely make that flip that Bob just mentioned. Moving up to 3A, and this was the girls' sub-state that we said was loaded. The boys are going to be just the same.
Yep.
At the Sabetha sub-state, Hiawatha 14-3 atop. Right behind them, Riverside, Silver Lake, Perry LeCompton, and Jeff West. And you can throw Sabetha into that as well. That is your top six in that sub-state, all separated by 4 games. That's it.
It's nuts. It's another loaded sub-state.
Oskaloosa right behind Sabetha, then drop down a couple notches, and that's Nemaha Central, Roll Valley, battling there in that 8-9 window. And then you drop down to Riley County is the 13, and Pleasant Ridge the 15, Holton the 16 right now in that 3A sub-state for the Sabetha one. And again, one where, you know, you got Hiawatha and Riverside, Silver Lake, Perry. You throw Jeff West in that mold, I think, as well, Boz. With the amount of games that are left, those 5 teams are the ones that I'm really keeping my eye on. Could Sabetha or Oskaloosa sneak in there? They'd have to run the table down the stretch and get a lot of help up the top. But that 5-team window, Hiawatha, Riverside, Silver Lake, Perry, and Jeff West, they're the ones that are going to be battling for that top 4, and we're going to talk about why that's so important.
Well, it's a game or two separation between those top 6, so with 4 or 5 games left, some teams have 6 games left.
Yeah.
You stub your toe, you drop a couple games. You could conceivably go from a 1 or 2 or 3 seed down to a 5 or 6 seed
right.
Pretty easy.
And again, drastic is what that would be for your postseason. And as soon as we get through 4A here, Boz and I will break down why that is so drastic. 4A, how about it? Atchison.
The Phoenix.
Number 2 in the state. And the second seed in the East, because of that, 16-0, only behind Rock Creek, 17-0. And Rock Creek is an impressive,
yes,
impressive team. Atchison is an impressive team. But this in 4A, I'm just going to throw it out there. For the first time in a long time, you're seeing Bishop Miege in the top 4.
Yeah.
As it stands right now. And that is good news if you are Rock Creek or the Phoenix, Santa Fe Trail, Paola, because Bishop Miege won't come in with a 500 record, be a 9 seed or an 8 seed, and then playing you as the top dog and rolling, knocking you out.
Yeah, rolling through their sub-state.
So that is, again, if you're from this area, and if you're from the mindset of the public school records in the regular season, that is a good sign if you're an Atchison Phoenix fan, no doubt about it. Okay, so that breaks down both girls and guys. Dude, I don't know why the voice is fading quick on me.
I don't know what's going on?
I don't know either, but we're gonna try and push through this as quickly as possible.
Go get you some water. Or something?
I'm getting more of a Tom Couch growl right now, and I don't know if I like it. But we will continue to move through here, Boz. We're talking about why a top 4 is so important for your sub-state, because the new structure now. You know, for this is state quarterfinals. This is the first round of state. But we're talking about the sub-state and why it is so important for you to have
thank you, for you to have that top four seating, because you're able to split yourself off from, you know, when you're looking at Riverside and Hiawatha being in the same sub-state, you are now going to be able to be on opposite sub-states where you won't have to play each other for that chance to go to state.
Yeah, and I think what Keisha's done has been really cool, and we saw it with football the last couple of years where there's been multiple classifications playing at the same site. So from a fan perspective, if you want to go see a bunch of different teams, bunch of different classes, it's important. And why it really matters as far as your rank, your seating, it's going to be based off, basically, go back to what you said.
Yeah.
Geographically.
For state. Yeah.
So when you come, if you come out of that sub-state, you're moving on to a state tournament. In the past, it's always been, it's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, one classification, and it still will be one class, but you got to go watch one team. You're there all week long.
The same class. Yeah.
So now you're going to go to the first round, the quarterfinal games. It's going to be based on proximity to the highest four seeds.
Right.
Not necessarily by class either. So if you're one of those top four seeds, you're not going to have to travel as far. If you're a lower four seed, you may be on the bus for a long time. Now, you're not going to go over 250 miles, but that's still a long drive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time on a bus.
You've got opportunity if you make it out of your sub-state. And again, that's why we're prefacing it by saying it's important to be top four in your sub-state. And then it's even more important for you to rack up wins right now, because if you are able to come out of your sub-state, these records that are, you're piling up games right now, you want to have a good record so that you're not a 5, 6, 7, or 8 seed at the state tournament. Because opening round games, let's just pick on Axtell for a second. We were there tonight. That's why it's fresh on my mind. One of the furthest west schools that we cover, and a 250-mile jaunt for them. I mean, if they're a top four seed at the state tournament, should they make it that far? They're not going to have to go down to Dodge City. They're not going to have to go all the way down to Wichita. They could end up in Salina, Emporia, a lot closer for them as a travel, comparatively in the past where they were going to Colby or Dodge City.
Yeah.
And so that is why it is so important to just rack up wins as best you can right now, but then get yourself set up nicely for your sub-state, because, again, it flips back to normal state tournament sites the final 3 days of the state tournament, the semifinals and the finals. I like this format where you've got four sites. You know, in years past, it was six sites, and you would have Colby, Dodge City, Salina, Topeka has been involved in it in the past, Emporia, Wichita, Hutchinson, obviously. Those are all the locations. Well, this year, it's going to be 6A and 5As at Koch Arena in Wichita, 3 and 4As in Hutch, 2A and 1A Division 2s in Emporia, and then 1A D1s in Dodge City. That's it. There's no more sporadicness for it. So, yeah, you can find yourself watching. This is where it gets different than it has been in years past, because years past, it was one classification, and you're watching a girls and a guys for that same class.
Yeah.
Now, you get to that semifinal game on Thursday, March 12th, as an example, and you're going to have the 6A, 4A, 2A girls playing, the 5A, 3A, 1A boys playing. Okay, so at Koch Arena, you're going to be able to watch the 6A and 5A. Okay, the 6A girls and the 5A boys. So two different classes on one day and that you'll be able to take in. So I like the new format. Do you like the new format?
Absolutely.
I think that we're going to have Jay Hall, Jeremy Holliday, Executive Director of the KSHSAA. He'll be joining us in 2 weeks to break that down in a little bit more detail for us for that as well, because it's a change, and not everybody's going to like it. It's going to have its own people that have their grievances against it, no doubt. But I like the idea behind it, and what I really like about it is your opening round state tournament site can be a lot more regionally comfortable for your squad, so you don't have to go. Now, some people might say, "Man, I want a 3-day, 4-day vacation to Dodge City." Well, do you?
Do you really?
Do you really? Or would you rather go down, you know, to Salina and then make your way out to Dodge City, break that trip up a little bit?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to be said about that. And Kansas City was added in this year, first time for that quarterfinal site. And that's more so for, you know, your Kansas City, Kansas schools that are making it to that tournament. They would be not having to travel as far themselves. So that's kind of a rundown briefly of that. Again, we'll break it down in about 2 weeks in more detail, because at that point, Boz, I mean, we're going to have four or five more games for these local teams and where they're standing at right now. It's a fun time of the year, no doubt, but this is that stretch, and I feel like we've said it maybe the last 2 weeks since tournament, midseason tournament time. This is a very important stretch for a lot of local teams.
It is, and it's really hard because we just talked about it. I know from a coach's perspective, they're going to tell you, hey, we're looking one game at a time.
Sure.
I mean, a little coach speak. I mean, that's what they're doing. But I've been in those shoes, and I promise you, I shouldn't say it. I shouldn't speak for everybody, but I know when I was coaching, you're always looking behind the scenes at, okay, what do we need to do? How many more we got to get? And obviously you can't look past the next game, but it's still in the back of your mind. And things can swing so fast. If you feel like you're in a good position right now,
yeah.
If you don't play your best basketball, as tough as it is in all of our Northeast Kansas leagues, you could get cold, and all of a sudden you drop a couple games and things can turn on a dime.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got a team that maybe, like you mentioned, has three losses. They lose three straight. And there's a local team that I'm thinking of, but it's just because that schedule got so tough.
Oh, for
but
sure.
But that three-game stretch could be the difference of you being a three seed in your sub-state or a seven.
And then your confidence.
Correct.
I mean, everything leading down the stretch. Like, if you stub your toe and you drop a couple games, now all of a sudden, you doubt creeping in, you're a little more tight, a little pressure, like, man, we got to get these next wins. So it's just so much can change in the next 3 weeks.
I really enjoy this time of the year because not only are we going to talk about basketball like this, but, you know, one of our commenters actually already, I just read it through our TikTok, but, you know, not only is it the basketball stretch, but this is where we get, you know, regional wrestling's next week.
Oh, yeah, this gets crazy.
And girls' regional wrestling's next weekend, boys' regional wrestling's the week following, and then it's state wrestling. And we always bring it up that week. So next week, we'll be talking about regional wrestling for the girls' side. The following week, we'll be talking about the boys. We definitely will be talking about wrestling because it's I've been doing this 13 years broadcasting, and I will still say, anybody that asks me, what's your favorite sport to broadcast? It's not football. It's not basketball. It's not baseball, softball. It's wrestling.
Yeah.
It's my all-time favorite because it is 6 minutes, sometimes five, of just you. It's everything in that short of a time span. In basketball, a six-minute stretch, you can make up for it later. Football, same thing. You know, volleyball, a six-minute stretch doesn't kill you. There's so many others. That sport is one for me. It's a personal favorite for me to broadcast, and I'm actually kind of disappointed. I've got things going on. I can't cover regional wrestling like I've done the last 8-9 years.
Shocker there.
I know. But we will have coverage across our networks, across our channels, and video streaming channels, and our on updates on our radio stations as well. You know, Brandon Tabman, Crendon Prophet, Wade Gershner, they're all going to be stepping up and ensuring that we've got that coverage for you. But, definitely by far my favorite to broadcast. What's yours?
I don't know if I
have a favorite.
I don't know if I have a favorite to broadcast, but I will tell you this. I mean, I love watching wrestling. I mean, there's just something about it with one person against one person, and it's all out for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm tired after we broadcast wrestling, just because every match I'm like, just twisting my body around, and you can't help but be involved and just hoping that you're the person you're supporting on the mat is doing well. And
right.
I get tense and my palms sweat. It makes me nervous.
Palms sweaty, knees weak.
No.
What about mom's spaghetti?
Oh, you're talking a little M&M.
Yeah,
dog.
Throwing that out there a little
okay.
bit.
Okay.
All right, this is going to start going off the rails here. And the folks want to know, Boz. All they want to know who is our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha game ball winner for week 8.
All right, on the girls' side, we had a little Silver Lake sweep last week. I'm going back to Silver Lake.
Ooh.
Savannah Windy had a big night, 19 points. 5 threes on the night. She's the game ball winner on the girls' side. On the boys' side, oh my gosh, this was
tough.
probably the hardest decision I've had to make.
You said that multiple times.
It's always hard, but this one was really hard. And I'm prefacing this on the game, really. The big moment games. I gotta go with Logan Sandman from Axel. Against Hanover, the number one, number two teams. Huge matchup. Logan Sandman, 26 points, 11 boards, a double-double in that monstrous matchup.
Okay, so we've got... Sorry, Savannah Windy on the girl side for Silver Lake. And we've got Logan Sandman for Axel on the boys' side. Boz and I are hitting the road, and we're putting the miles on next week. Don't forget, tomorrow morning you can find me and Holton at Pedals and Praise for a 9:30 to 11:30 live on location. That is where you should be tomorrow morning. Boz and I will do it again next week. Go to MSCSports.net for all your updated sports information. Thanks for hanging out with us here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technologies, Luker Chiropractic, and by Giant Communications. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.